WJTL citizens, when we pray, good morning to you and happy Thursday. It's 7:20.
Sunny and windy today. Today's high around 55 degrees. Partly cloudy into the evening hours, around 34 degrees is that low. Tomorrow looking nice, partly sunny, very breezy, high 61. Saturday looking gorgeous, mostly sunny skies and a high of 68. By Sunday, showers are likely, cloudy skies and a high of 66 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, beautiful sunny skies, about 43 degrees. In Harrisburg, 44.
The executive director of Brittany's Hope, our friend Mylan Sodd, with us this morning. Good morning again, Mylan.
Good morning.
We love having you here to talk about Brittany's Hope. And you could talk about it from a place where maybe others couldn't, because your life was changed at the age of 9.
Yes.
Through adoption.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what you're doing for other kids with Brittany's Hope. Tell us about that.
Sure. It's an absolute privilege and a blessing to be an adoptee and now be in the position to advocate for other children that are waiting for their forever family. So to just come full circle is just so meaningful. So thank you. But I'm privileged to work with Brittany's Hope, which is a local charity right here in our backyard that focus in serving orphan children. And, as I shared earlier, that we provide adoption grants to family willing to adopt children with special needs. And then we're also providing direct care to those children that are waiting in orphanages in, developing countries such as Vietnam, Ethiopia, and Kenya. And it's just magnificent to just, watch from a teenage, I was a teenager when our family started Brittany's Hope, and to now, an adult, and see how far we have come in our ministry. And that is all thanks to our wonderful community of supporters that come to rally around our mission. And talking about the orphan care aspect, we are preventing children from having to enter orphanage care, which is beautiful. But then the one that we do care for, they are thriving. We have now over 71 kids in all of our programming that are in college.
Wow.
In college.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Which in those countries that you're serving in is unheard of.
Exactly.
For kids to go to college.
Exactly. Even in middle class, kids to get to college, let alone with financial, but to pass examination to get in college in a socialist country is very difficult. So for our kids with their background of loss and abandonment and with the support, we give great support, but it's not everything, is that they have to put in the work and to know that 71 of these young adults have fought their way and now in college and changing, the path, breaking the cycle of poverty is just beautiful. So thank
that.
You to you for giving us a platform to share a mission and for our community. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You guys are celebrating 25 years of impacting families with adoption and serving orphan care. Tell us about the celebration.
Well, we celebrated with a gala in April, which was very successful. We raised over nearly $300,000.
So amazing.
Fantastic. And we're continuing
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so we're just continuing to forge our way in the rest of the year too. As we all know and watching the news, there's so much needs now. And I will say that the orphan crisis is even more dire than ever because of policy change, because of less children coming home from through adoption. It's not because children's not available for adoption or there's not a need. There are needs for that. And there are families here in the United States that are willing, but just it has become so difficult.
Right.
And so therefore, ministry like us needs to step forward more. And our community, we invite them to engage in this, orphan justice. But kids, they're so precious and they deserve our care and our protection. So
if folks want to find out more about Brittany's Hope, from an adoption perspective, or to support what you're doing, or to come out to an upcoming event, the best way to do that is online.
Yes, they can visit at www.brittanyshope.org and come join at a Christmas event on December 6th.
And you guys are also going to be a part of Extraordinary Give this year.
Yes, we're excited to be back again. It's exciting. And again, another way you can support us is by supporting us. And of course, you guys here as well too on the day of Extra Give.
Mylan, we love having you here. We love what you're doing with Brittany's Hope. Thank you for coming in and sharing about it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Check it out online. Brittanyshope.org is the place to go. Mylan, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Behold the Beloved, Heartbreak on WJTL. Good morning.